Your Royal Highness, Excellencies, distinguished guests, and now becoming friends along the evening. It is a great pleasure now to present the Kalinga Prize for the Popularization of Science. Science and technology and innovation has and will continue to change the way we live. It is a means to shape our world and give us hope. Science and its discoveries are meant to be shared, communicated, and spread within society. A scientifically literary society is one that is informed on the advances of sciences, its benefits and consequences. Science communication is of fundamental importance in bridging the knowledge gap, transforming societies, and reinforcing relations between science and society. The popularization of science develops awareness among policymakers, the business sector, youth, and the public at large about the importance of science for sustainable development. It is within this context that UNESCO attaches great importance to the popularization of science. The UNESCO Kalinga Prize for the Popularization of Science, which we will award today, is a concrete example of the organization's commitment and work to reinforce the diffusion of scientific knowledge. The UNESCO Kalinga Prize for the Popularization of Science is UNESCO's oldest science prize. It was created in 1951 thanks to a donation by Mr. Bijonanath Patnaik, the founder of the Kalinga Foundation Trust in India, to reward excellence in this area. Today, the prize is sponsored by the Government of India through the Ministry of Science and Technology, the Odisha State Government, and the Kalinga Foundation Trust. And I wish to take this opportunity to express UNESCO's gratitude to each of them for their support. And it is now my honour to announce on behalf of the Director General of UNESCO that the 2015 UNESCO Kalinga Prize for the Popularization of Science has been awarded to Professor Diego Andres Golombek from Argentina. Professor? Professor Golombek is a remarkable science educator and popularizer. The list of his achievements is very impressive. He has published over 120 scientific papers, chapters, and books that have rendered science accessible and linked it to our everyday lives. He has founded a popular summer science camp, created the first science cultural center that provides a venue for science and the arts to interact, created his own science TV program, Project G, and worked on several other TV productions and radio shows. And he has also collaborated in the design, creation, and organization of science festivals, fairs, exhibits, shows, and conferences. And now let me turn the page. Professor Golombek, I commend you for your profound contribution to the popularization of science, for your contribution to making science available to all, and for your work in making our world a better place. And I'm honored to award you the 2015 UNESCO Kalinga Prize for the Popularization of Science. But I would also like to give Professor Golombek the opportunity to talk to us this evening. Please, Professor Golombek.
Well, thank you. Thank you, UNESCO, the Kalinga Foundation, the India government, and the Odessa Foundation. I'm really honored by this. Also, thank you to the Academy for receiving us in this wonderful place. I mean, If this leaves the Academy of Science, I wonder how churches look like in this country. But I would really like to demonstrate with all of you what is the power, the enablement power of science, and I'd like to do an experiment with all of you. So I will ask you to join your hands like this, right? There's Prime Minister, please, thank you. And now I will ask you to put your both index fingers on top, more or less at your side, you near your eyes. Now close your eyes. And now comes the trick. I have asked the Academy people to put some very tiny magnets at the tip of your index fingers. And under my command, those magnets will start to work. Now. And the index fingers will start to join each other, slowly. And you cannot stop them. And they will start coming together, 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 until they touch. Now, there are three groups of people. One of the groups goes like this. As soon as they started to talk, they went, whoop. The other one very slowly started going together. And the third one was like this. He won't fool me. He won't do it. He won't do it. And the Prime Minister was doing that, I have to say. That is the power of science. That's the power of neuroscience, actually. And we know about it. We scientists know that science is powerful. Some policymakers know that science is powerful. We know that it's wonderful. We know that it enables us to go anywhere, but the people out there don't know that. And it's our responsibility to tell them how passionate science is, how powerful science is. The people out there don't even know what a scientist looks like. Let me do another experiment. Try to imagine somebody that works in science. Now let me bet that you're imagining a male scientist with a lab coat, with not too much hair, right? And with thick glasses. Now, the challenge is, can you imagine three female scientists? Now, delete Marie Curie. Did you keep any of those? The people out there don't know who is doing science, why and how wonderful and passionate it is. So one of our tasks is to tell them about it. With the same passion we put in our lab, with the same passion we put in our research, tell people about what we do. And not consider that outside our job, but considering that telling science is part of science. It's our job. Nobody else is going to do it. And it's one of the most important jobs we have as scientists, as in policymakers. So let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask again Madam Flavia Schlegel to initiate the delivery of the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Presentation. Please.
And don't worry, it's going to be the last prize. So again, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's been said now many times today, because it is an important message, that 2015 marks the beginning of the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. If the Sustainable Development Goals included in the agenda are to be achieved, we have to ensure the preservation of the environment. Sustainable development without a well-protected environment is an illusion. Healthy ecosystems and a clean atmosphere are not a luxury we cannot afford, but a necessity without which we and future generations cannot survive. It is therefore with great pleasure and an honour that I, together with Her Excellency Dr. Mahdi Ahmed Al-Shabani, Minister of Education, Sultanate of Oman, and Chairperson of the Oman National Commission for Education, Culture and Science, have the privilege to introduce to you the 2015 winners of the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation in recognition of their outstanding contributions to protection of our precious environment. And please, Your Excellency Minister, join me here up on the stage. However, before doing so, announcing the winners of the prize, let me first pay tribute to His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed Al Said of Oman for his leadership and vision in helping UNESCO to establish, but even more importantly so, to sustain this prestigious prize. For the last 25 years, the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize has successfully recognized and supported individual scientists, research institutions, and conservation NGOs for their environmental research, advocacy, and public awareness efforts. This would not have been possible with the support of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos of Oman. UNESCO is therefore most grateful for His Majesty's patronage, and we very much look forward to continue our successful cooperation with Oman within the framework of UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation in the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, let us now turn to this year's laureates. Based on the recommendation of the jury for the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation, I am pleased to announce the decision of the UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova that the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation 2015 be attributed jointly to Dr. Fabio R. Kalesnik. Where do we have Dr. Kalesnik? Please come up. Together with Mr. Horacio Sirolli, and Mr. Luciano Iribarren. Where do we have Luciano Iribarren? And all three gentlemen are working at the Wetlands Ecology Research Group, University of Buenos Aires in Argentina. The laureates were selected for their important research studies on a wide range of ecological aspects of wetland ecosystems at different spatial and temporal scales, as well as for their critically valuable socio-environmental studies and environmental education and training initiatives. Through their research and in particular their advocacy efforts, Dr. Kalesnik, Mr. Sirolli and Mr. Iribarren have been instrumental in the establishment and management of the Delta del Paraná Biosphere Reserve designated in year 2000 under UNESCO's Man and Biosphere Program. The Delta del Paraná Biosphere Reserve is a coastal freshwater delta of the Paraná River located just north of the capital city, Buenos Aires. Ladies and gentlemen, the laureates of the 2015 UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation will each shortly receive a diploma together with a UNESCO medal, and they will share equally the financial reward of a total amount of $70,000. But now, dear gentlemen, before giving you the diplomas and medals on behalf of Irina Bokova, the Director General of UNESCO, and before congratulating you, let me please give the floor to Her Excellency, the Honourable Minister of Education from Oman.
Excellency Viktor Orbán, Prime Minister of the Republic of Hungary, Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished Dr. László Lovász, President of the Hungarian Academy of Science, President of the World Science Forum, distinguished Dr. Flavia Schelger, Assistant Director General for Natural Sciences at UNESCO, Excellencies, Ministers, Ambassadors, Ladies and Gentlemen, honored guests, a very good evening to you all. I'm honored to be back again to your beautiful city, Budapest, for the opening of the Forum of Science as we convene here on this momentous occasion. We are also celebrating the 150th anniversary of the establishment of this majestic building of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences and the 70th anniversary of UNESCO. I would like to take this opportunity to convey the most sincere greetings of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said to this forum and his wishes for further success for the scientific work devoted to achieving sustainable development in peace and prosperity. This year, the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation celebrates yet another milestone, its Silver Jubilee. His Majesty the Sultan of Oman launched this prominent prize 25 years ago to recognize the contributions of individuals and institutions in the field of environmental preservation. Today, we can proudly say that after a quarter of a century, the prize has been awarded to distinguished laureates from around the world who have contributed to achieve a sustainable and dignified future for all mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, since its establishment, the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize has placed great emphasis on promoting environmental awareness and advocating the pivotal role that education plays in shaping the attitudes of future generations toward the environment and sustainable development. In this regard, we need to ensure that environmental education and other dimensions of sustainable development are well integrated in our curricula and school programs. In addition to investing in training teachers and practitioners to disseminate awareness and knowledge about environmental preservation, this will serve the purpose of educating upcoming generations in a way that guarantees sustainable coexistence of man and the biosphere. Oman has explicitly addressed environmental education and sustainable development in its education strategy 2030, ensuring that concepts of climate change, disaster risk reduction, and sustainable development continue to be actively integrated into curricula and relevant educational plans. Ladies and gentlemen, participants of the 7th World Forum of Science, as we convene this evening in this majestic venue to promote the enabling power of science, climate change still remains one of the biggest challenges confronting our world today. It is imperative that our governments pay greater attention to global greenhouse emissions and cooperate with each other in order to mobilize sustainable solutions to ensure environmental safety and protect the biosphere for generations to come. It is therefore absolutely fitting that the forum is focusing on a series of critical issues related to the environment, including science and technology for disaster management, building climate resilience in a changing world, and science in the innovation ecosystem. Together, these topics and others will shed light on the various initiatives undertaken by researchers and workers globally in their quest to safeguard our planet and preserve its biodiversity for future generations. Honored guests, Oman is deeply dedicated to meeting the challenge of climate change. As you are aware, the Sultanate of Oman is strategically located on the tip of the Arabian Peninsula facing the Indian Ocean. And over the past 10 years, we have been impacted more frequently by natural disasters such as cyclones that are typically common to this region. For this reason, Oman addresses climate change with unwavering commitment, namely through the adoption of mechanisms that utilize environmental indicators to assist in the reduction of the risks of natural disasters. In this context, Oman recently put into operation an early warning system to address natural disasters. This system was the direct result of collaboration between the Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission of UNESCO and Oman since 2009, and it will support monitoring, data processing, and standard operating procedures, as well as capacity building. Distinguished audience, Oman and its people are proud of the global achievements made possible through the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation, which has grown into a family whose members are increasing each biennium and whose common passion are the environment and the biosphere. We are confident in the success of this prize in achieving its noble goals, and we truly hope it will continue to attract more prominent scientists who will together create an indispensable active force in the field of environmental preservation. It is therefore it gives me great pleasure to acknowledge and warmly congratulate the laureates of the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for this biennium, Dr. Fabio A. Kalesnik and Dr. Horacio Ciroli and Dr. Luciano Eriban of the Wetlands Ecology Research Group from the University of Buenos Aires, Argentina. I would like to commend them for their instrumental work and efforts on ecological research and also their work on environmental education and training initiatives. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as I conclude, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the government of Hungary, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, UNESCO, and all the other international partners involved in hosting this vital forum. Additionally, I would like to offer my heartfelt appreciation to the Bureau of the International Coordinating Council of Man and the Biosphere for their successful management of the process involved in selecting the prize winners over the past 25 years. Finally, allow me to seize this opportunity to invite you all to the inauguration of the Omani Exhibition, Education and Sustainable Development in Oman, scheduled for 5th November at 1 p.m. at the Four Seasons in Budapest, followed by a reception. We would be honored to have you all. Thank you and have a splendid evening.
I think it's the opportunity also to give our laureates now the floor, please.
All authorities present, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. First of all, we would like to thank to UNESCO authorities, Ms. Irina Bokova, Director General of UNESCO, and Mr. Han Kun Lee, Director of Division of Ecological and Earth Sciences. To the generosity of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos and people of Oman, to the authorities of Secretariat of Environment of our country, Mr. Sergio Loruso, Ms. Silvia Rebora, Ms. Aida Gottlieb, and Ms. Graciela Piem, to the various management of the municipality of San Fernando that led the creation and maintenance of the Parana Delta Biosphere Reserve, to the inhabitants of the Parana Delta who have collaborated with our project, and especially thanks to our families. It's an honor for us to participate in World Science Forum representing Argentina through this award. Our research group was created by Dr. Inés Malvarez in 1983 with the return of democracy to Argentina. From that moment, the research group of Wetland Ecology was created at the Faculty of Exact and Natural Sciences of the University of Buenos Aires. In particular, we want to thank the latter, which through its model of excellences and to its free public character allow us to accept this prize. In the year 2000, our research group had the opportunity to contribute the creation of Paraná Delta Biosphere Reserve. Later, we have also been involved in several stages and vital events of the Biosphere Reserve. After its establishment, we always collaborate in its operation, attending to management committee meetings for 15 years of fruitful discussions. In recent times, we collaborate in key instances to ensure its continuity. We believe that this award motivates us to continue this path and to achieve that Paraná Delta Biosphere Reserve increasingly be a better land management model in social and environmental issues. Let's continue with Iribarren.
In recent decades, the Paraná River Delta and the estuarine margins of Rio de la Plata are increasingly threatened by uncontrolled exploitation of our commons. The contradictions of the global economic system threaten the environmentally valuable territories left on the planet. Failure to act intelligently and decisively, the region is heading for a situation of social environmental degradation, product of the dangerous combination of many factors, among which we can highlight the loss of native plant communities, abandonment of traditional island productive activities, development of harmful activities as mega real estate developments, and a high rate of emigration of local residents. We know the causes of these problems are so deep that we are almost exceeded, but we are committed passionately as scientists in the search for solutions. The projects we develop in our group are part of this search. We combine conservation and ecological restoration of wetland environments, environmental education projects, productive alternatives to the island community, and participation in the management of the biosphere reserve. We could study the ecology of the Delta del Paraná without intervening on social issues. It would be much less work, but this does not make much sense for us. We want to dedicate the award to all the people who are committed to the environment and other social causes and devote their time and energy to it. And now, Fabio, our director, will read a poem wrote by an Uruguayan writer, Eduardo Galeano, and he will read it in Spanish.
De Utopía por Eduardo Galeano. Ella está en el horizonte. Me acerco dos pasos, ella se aleja dos pasos. Camino 10 pasos y el horizonte se corre 10 pasos más allá. Por mucho que yo camine, nunca la alcanzaré. ¿Para qué sirve la utopía? Para eso sirve, para caminar. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Thank you. By the way, if you are curious about why someone is letting a baby cry in the background, that's a reminder that our as distinguished scientists are also human. That's the baby of Professor Horacio Ciroli, one of our